Sunday, we are the home for your Packer coverage right here on K107.1. Packers Cowboys from the Big D. 1 o'clock, the coverage, 3:25. The kickoff. Brian Caravu from CheeseheadTV.com going to join us to break it down in what's been an interesting year, to say the least. We thought Rodgers may come back last week. We thought for sure he'd be back by now, but Brian, we still don't know. And Packers fans at the mercy of everybody else, when are we going to get a definite answer from these guys if our quarterback's playing this weekend or not?
I wish I could only tell you the answer to that question. The Packers are kind of keeping everybody in the lurch here. You know, head coach Mike McCarthy is not really being forthcoming. Aaron Rodgers isn't really, you know, saying anything either. Of course, they kind of want to keep the Dallas Cowboys guessing. They don't want them to prepare for Aaron Rodgers or Matt Flynn one way or the other. But it appears that there's a chance that Aaron Rodgers could return based upon he's practiced this week in pads. He took some reps with the first-string offense. I don't know how many that included, but some players on the team kind of spilled the beans there that Aaron Rodgers actually was preparing. So I give it about a 25% chance of happening that Aaron Rodgers will play this weekend, but we'll see.
The consensus seems to be if Rodgers plays, Packers win. If Rodgers doesn't play, Packers lose. I mean, is it set in stone, or is there any way that Matt Flynn can out-duel Tony Romo? Is there a way that Rodgers would play and just be terrible? I mean, we don't know everything. It's just everyone's assuming Rodgers win, Flynn lose. You know, I can see Rodgers going in there and not being ready, and I can see Flynn going in there and doing very well. So I don't know what to think.
I would say if Rodgers plays, the Packers have a chance is the way I guess I would boil it down to. I wouldn't say it's any automatic win because, you know, he's now been gone for five, six games. And, you know, when he comes back, I think Aaron Rodgers will be a little rusty, especially playing in a hostile environment like Cowboys Stadium there in Dallas. So, his timing might be off with the wide receivers. He kind of hasn't had all that practice time that Matt Flynn has gotten with them over the past few weeks. So Friday will be a big day for Aaron Rodgers. You know, they might determine, hey, he's healthy and ready to play, and that would certainly be big if he can get those practice reps today and kind of, you know, run those plays they know they're going to be running on Sunday. To kind of get some of that timing down. So I'd say the Packers have a chance if Aaron Rodgers plays, but no guarantees here.
Either way, no matter what happens under center, the defense is still going to be unchanged regardless of who's starting a quarterback, and this is a defense that has been struggling for the last couple of weeks. They stepped it up when they had to last week in the second half. Are they a good enough defense to keep these guys in check? I just see Dez Bryant having a huge day, Jason Witten getting all the room in the middle. I can't get my head around the fact that the Packers defense, with the way they've played the last month or two, can stop Dallas and keep them from scoring anything under 30 points.
It's going to be tough for sure because the Packers defense, as you said, has struggled. But there are some signs that they're maybe improving the past 2 weeks or so. Over the past 2 weeks, the Packers have forced six turnovers on defense. They've been getting a bunch of sacks, and those two statistics right there are big. I think the turnover battle will be a big deal on Sunday against the Cowboys. Tony Romo, one thing he does exceedingly well is he kind of protects the football, doesn't throw a lot of interceptions, so I think in order for the Packers to win on the road, they're going to have to win the turnover battle somehow, whether it's, you know, picking off Tony Romo or coming up with some sort of fumble recovery or something like that. So that's the challenge ahead of the Packers defense this week.
I would love to see revenge on Jason Garrett 20 years after the fact. Everybody remembers that Thanksgiving Day game where the Packers went into Dallas and Troy Aikman wasn't playing, and we thought, oh, this third-string quarterback, he's no good. We're finally going to win in Dallas. And he had a career day that day. Any chance Matt Flynn should he be the starter, can be the version of Jason Garrett 20 years later?
Kind of eerily similar how those roles have been reversed. But with Matt Flynn, while he can do the job, he hasn't done it, you know, exceedingly well. For the Packers, I think the most the Packers have scored with him are 21 points, or the offense has scored in these past few weeks. So, you know, it's been tough for Matt Flynn to, you know, play up to the level that Aaron Rodgers has. And I'm not sure he can keep pace with that Dallas Cowboys offense, especially with the Packers going on the road. I don't have a lot of confidence in the Packers winning if Aaron Rodgers isn't the quarterback. But I mean, you know, maybe if everybody else on the team picks up their level of play, if the defense, you know, is causing a bunch of turnovers, Matt Flynn himself is not turning the ball over, and he just plays lights out, maybe. But I say the odds of that happening are pretty slim.
Gut feeling, Brian.
Gut feeling is that the Packers lose with or without Aaron Rodgers. I just don't feel good going against this Cowboys team on the road. I hope I'm wrong, but it's just the way I'm feeling. Don't feel good after watching the Packers and their last road game at Detroit. But, you know, yeah. Maybe momentum will stay on the Packers' side after the win after Atlanta last week.
Well, the Packers, I mean, when they start Scott Tolzien, it's 13 points. When you start Matt Flynn, you can maybe get 20. But if you want more than 25, 30 points, you're going to have to go with Aaron Rodgers. And we'll find out later in the week if he'll be the guy or not. It should be interesting, to say the least. Packers, Cowboys, 1 o'clock the coverage, 3:25 the kickoff Sunday. Right here, guys, right here on K107.1. Brian Caribou joining us. As always, we'll talk to you on Monday. Hopefully, we still have a chance at the playoffs by then.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.